Let's turn to Psalms 27, starting at the first verse. I consider this my scripture, this whole chapter. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I grew up kind of a fearful person. I was afraid to get up when I was a teenager and testify so many times. I feel like the Lord wanted me to do something. I just seemed like I couldn't do it. But I've learned that I can trust in the Lord. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I think I was afraid of people and no telling but all. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. There is something that I can have confidence in, and it's in the fourth verse. One thing have I desired of the Lord. You know, I feel like in the time we're living in, there's so many busyness, so many things people get involved in. But I feel like we need to simplify our lives to one thing. Make it simple. One thing. Have I desired of the Lord? That will I seek out. When we have that one thing, we have a single mind and a single heart centered on God. We can let all these things around us take a back seat. We can set our priorities on the one thing. We can set our mind and our heart and our focus on the one thing. And that one thing have I desired for. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That wraps it up for me. I don't have to have, you know, God will provide all the other stuff. But when it comes to me and my focus and my priorities, it's going to be centered on the one thing. And we're going to talk about that one thing today. Let's go to Matthew. We'll come back to this scripture. Chapter 6, and read 19 to 33. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. In other words, let's don't make this our priority. Let's don't make this our focus in life. Let's don't be so involved in it, because they're going to go away. Nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if we make our one focus on God and not on these things, our treasure is going to be in heaven.
That's right.
That's what we want. You know, I don't think sometimes we realize the lateness of the hour. But if we could look at the things that are happening around us, we can realize that life is short.
Yes.
No doubt Jesus is soon to come. I'm sure that God is looking in wrath and anger. It's been his mercy. No doubt Jesus standing on the right hand of God said, give him a little more time. There's a few more souls there. Kind of like Abraham tried to do when he was going to, God was going to destroy Lot. Sodom and Gomorrah. We're living in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know that God was grieved with those people? He's grieved with our nation, our country, our world, and the wickedness and the evilness and the debauchery that is going on in the world. So we need to have our treasures in heaven. These things are going to go away very soon. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. We need our eyes single. That's why it's one thing. One is the same as single. We need to have our eyes single, set on God and his righteousness. Nothing else. Because all the other stuff, he's going to take care of us. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee is darkness, how great is that darkness? And then he goes down and he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Thought in this scripture, I believe, means worrying about it. That doesn't mean that you can't plan your meals. That doesn't mean you can't plan what you're going to put on. But it shouldn't take priority. That is not the thing. The Lord dealt with me because I'm sitting so concerned, waking up in the night, how am I going to pay this and how am I going to do that? Don't take thought on it. Don't worry. Do your part and I'm going to help you. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit? We can't make ourselves grow any higher by just sitting and worrying and wishing I was taller. Can't do a thing about it. So why do we allow these things to consume our thoughts and our purpose? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass, which today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall not he much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For of all these things do the Gentiles seek. People of the world, they don't know God. They can't help it. But when we know the Lord, we can trust him for everything. When I was young and single, I don't mind telling you this. I wanted a husband and family and children. That's what I wanted. But I was single. And I was concerned about it. And I was praying. And my mother gave me this scripture. And I give it to other young people. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And all these things shall be added unto you. Young people, trust God. Those of you that have no companion want one, trust in God. Seek God. Get as close to God as you can. All these things shall be added unto you. And you know what? She said, Doris, you did the first part. God is going to do the other. Today, I can tell you, God gave me a companion. He gave me children. And I have grandchildren. God is good.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for God.
Amen.
Trust in Him. Keep your focus on Him. And He will take care of you. You know what? You might need a job. God will take care of it. You might need a home. God will take care of it. You might need an education to get where you a good job. He'll take care of it. But put Him first. I tell you what I did. I finished high school, and I was going to go to college. I kind of looked at some of my close friends who were going to college. Coming back, they had given the Lord up. So I said to myself, I'm not going off to college. I'll go to college right in the town where I can go to church.
Yes.
Because what? One thing.
Yes.
One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. And I don't regret it.
Amen.
I do not regret it. I am so thankful that I made put God first. I was able to finish school. I stayed right there where I could go to church. I didn't want to go away and then be, you know, influenced to go another way. I don't know how much you get out of this, but it's in God's hand. Let's look at how the saints did at the beginning, right after Jesus died, when they stayed in, He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you receive power of the Holy Ghost. So let's go to Acts 2. And they did that. The Holy Ghost came down in a mighty way. The saints, the ones that were getting saved, they continued in the apostles' doctrine. 2:42. Says, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Now today, we're not all in one place, we're in different places. But I feel like we can keep that singleness of heart today. The power of God will come upon us. The power of God will be with us if we will keep our focus on the Lord. You know, I enjoy the camp meetings. We enjoy it. It's just like, it's a refreshing, it's a time that we can get away from the cares of life, so to speak, and we can just focus in on the Lord. But I'm willing to believe we can live to an extent like that all the time.
Yes.
I don't think that we have to let the wonders of the camp meeting leave us when we go back home. I believe if we keep our mind on the Lord. My daughter asked me one time, she said, "Mom, how did you do it? You taught school, you had a family, you did this and you did that." We don't know. We can have those things to do, but we have to keep God first. If we have to work, some people do. We can have God on our mind while we're working. And we want to portray God wherever we are.
That's right.
So we keep that one thing. That's how to do it. We can have the camp meeting go home with us. We don't have to leave the camp meeting at the camp meeting. We can have it go home with us by keeping our minds on the Lord. Focus on the things of God. Put him first. If we're cleaning the dishes, we can be singing a song. I remember my mother, she's working around the house or whatever, she was singing. That stays with me. The children will see that. Your little children around your feet, they're going to see you with that dedication to God. Sometimes you wish that they would get saved after you've done that. But we've done our part. When we keep our mind focused on the Lord and dedicated in the things of God, we have made memories for those children that will last a lifetime. You know, we can give them lots of things. Yeah, they can have nice clothes and nice homes and nice this and nice that. But I'm willing to believe it's nothing like having a godly parent showing you how to live it. I think about it. I say, my mother gave me the most important thing. She gave me a love for God, a desire to live for him and to please him, to make him the focus of my life. I don't know what lies ahead. None of us do, but we need to, if we can so be wrapped up in God, we can be wrapped up in God wherever we are, whatever we're doing. This is what Jesus wanted. I think about, someone was preaching about Jesus coming, God coming down, and he wanted to talk with Adam and Eve. He wanted that. He wants that today. He wants us to be walking with him wherever we are, communing with him, praising him. Oh Lord my God. This is what he wants. When I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How how great thou art. Then sings my that God His Son not spared. Send Him to die. I scarce that on the cross my burden let me bear. He bled and died to take away my sin.
Yes, Lord.
Then sings my soul. Greatness. All He wants is someone to love Him. Love Him back. He loved us. He sent His Son to die for us. He did everything for us. He lets us know, I'm going to take care of you. You don't even have to worry about these things. And all He wants is our love. One thing have I desired, Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Let's go to back to that verse. All the days of my life, not part of my life, not while just when I get old, not when I'm just young, all of my life, the entirety of it, from youth to old age,
that's right,
to when we leave this world, all of it.
Yes.
To behold the beauty of the Lord. That's why. To behold His beauty. If I'm wrecking in pain, I can still look out and see God's beauty. And to inquire in His temple.
Yes.
We can get wisdom.
Oh, yes.
That's where we get it. This right here, 66 books. Right here.
Yes.
Wisdom is here.
Yes.
And if we dwell in the house of the Lord all our days, we can get wisdom. We can behold His beauty. What do we get in this? For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. Troubled times are coming.
Yeah.
We might as well face it. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set my feet up upon a rock. Pray for me that I will keep my focus on God.
Yes.
Not on the things of this earth, not on things that we could gain, but on God.